You know what? Really, really excited, really happy for him. He could say it all year long. You know, just another game, but it meant a little more.
And did you guys as a team, I mean, kind of, I know you're winning for a lot of other reasons, but I mean, do you take that to heart to something extra to help him out too?
No, I mean, I think our preparation speaks for itself. I mean, the way we prepare, yeah, I mean, whether you're playing against the New England Patriots or whoever it might be, you have to prepare the same any given Sunday in the National Football League.
Brandon, can you talk about your two touchdowns, kind of describe them right off the line of scrimmage?
Well, the first one, he did a good job at the line, and Kyle threw an awesome ball. He put it, only place he could put it for me to make a play, and we converted. The second one, we just threw it out there and just made a move on the DB and dove in the end zone.
Brandon, what are you guys stuck to? You know, you're down 10-0 against the mighty Patriots. Their reputation is that of world champs.
Yeah.
It says something about something. What does it say?
Well, I mean, it's just another Sunday. But we all know the Patriots are a pretty good team. Take nothing away from them. But it took 68 minutes, and we converted today.
What about the Wild Horse? What'd you think of it? Isn't that what you guys are calling the Wild Cat?
We called it Wild Horse, and it was game plan, and we just did a good job of preparing.
What was Josh's demeanor like on the sidelines? I mean, just in terms of this, any different from the previous four games?
I don't think he can go up another notch. I mean, week in, week out, he's the same. He's fiery. He's an in-your-face type of guy, and we love it.
Brandon, you were pretty emotional after the game, basically saying this is our house, no one comes into our house. What did you mean by that?
You know what, taking nothing away from the New England Patriots, but, you know, I think every team in the National Football League prides themselves on home field advantage, and we just wanted to be able to play good at home.
Is there any...
Before the 98-yard drive, I mean, you're in a tough spot there, and you responded well. What talk about...
It was pretty relaxed, man. Kyle does a great job of just, you know, whether it's saying a joke or saying something stupid, just to relax us. And he came in huddle, said a little joke, and we were ready to go.
Are you going to play a day-night doubleheader now? Like
hey, I'm ready to suit up, man. I'm ready to suit up. I played a little bit when I was little, but I don't know if I can hit anything now.
When you came off and you were emotional, you said something about don't tell a man to shut up in his own house. Who said something to you? Shut up.
Actually, no, I didn't say that. I don't know what you're talking about.
What'd you say? Something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything like that.
I think so.
No, sir.
Brandon, did without the glove, it seemed like Orton had a little more velocity on his ball today. Was that the case, do you think?
He throws a pretty good ball, whether he's wearing the glove or not. Kyle does a great job of just managing the game. And here go my mentor,
Ross.
That's
what I'm talking about. How about the Broncos? I like the shirt.
Just a couple more for Brandon. Just a couple more. I've got to tell
you. Brandon, when you see all that's gone on so far, 90-yard tip balls for touchdowns, you got goal line stands at the end, you got 98-yard drives, do you sense something kind of happening here a little bit?
Well, you know what? I just think we got to continue just to be a family. Prepare the same every week and know that it's a long season. We're still at the beginning of the season, and we got a long way to go.
Brandon, what does it say about this team to fight back and win this game here?
It says a lot. You know, I think you win your games just off of preparation. You really don't win your games on Sundays, and we do a great job of preparing ourselves, and we just have to stay humble and continue to fight.